muscle of my leg.
And if a man is strong, we say he has a lot of...
Well, he got a lot of strength.
And if a person jokes a good deal and takes a joke well and laughs and is happy, we say he's...
He's what?
Yeah.
We'll just say he's a big cut-up. He's a friendly fella.
And if a person walks around the house and bumps into things and knocks things down and can't control his feet, we say he's...
Oh, that would have to be an old-like person, wouldn't it?
Oh,
it
could be a boy, about 16.
Well, I'd say he's clumsy.
Uh-huh. The person who never spends a nickel?
Well, our honest word for that is he's just dingy.
Uh-huh. A person who is, say, 85?
85.
He still takes part in social activities and does a lot of things. Has a lot of energy. How would you describe him?
We'd have to say he's very active for his age.
Uh-huh. And how about a person that age whose mind is still very keen? Is the word peart ever used?
Word what?
Peart.
They've used put for an old person. Peart. You see, that's a peart old fella.
And what does this mean?
He's got good action and got lots of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Moves around. Peart means when he moves too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a brother who lives in the southeast corner of this town, or in the southeast. years old. And if he could see, it'd be surprising how he'd get around. You bet he's peered for a 95-year-old man. Has been up to the right lately. He's only peered less so now, to some extent.
Does he have cataracts?
28th, no, I don't know. It's just weak-eyed, stupid weak. Day of last month, we celebrate here on the 28th of July every year. That's Ardmore's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his daughters, his grandson, was to come and pick him up and take him to have an early morning breakfast at the Whittington Park. And their car failed to start or something, so he grabbed that walking stick and he walked nearly there before they picked him up. Be 96 in September. Now, would you call him here for that age?
Yeah, maybe I would. Oh, dear.
Yes? He's a one man that's had as much energy as any man ever lived, I know.
If a person smokes, as you and I are doing, and drops ashes all over himself and burns holes in his clothes, and or doesn't take any pains about his appearance or anything, you'd say he's what?
Say he's... I don't know, what do you call it? Yeah, he's really slouchy if he's got no pride.
But I don't know, that's not the proper word for it.